98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
A soundproof booth.
Sequins.
And chaos.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Monday's edition of Matchy Matchy. If you're new to us and you haven't heard this game before, it's a lot of fun and it's your chance to win some incredible prizes. All you've got to do is send either Rebecca or myself to a very stunning soundproof booth where we can't hear anything, and then we will come back into the studio and you need to say the same three words as us, or rather we need to say the same three words that you've just said, to win yourself all of these prizes as delivered by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Make your face fabulous with this LED face mask.
Sing into your new karaoke machine.
Relax with a matchy matchy pedicure.
Win a chiminea.
An electronic dartboard.
A 100 euro laundry voucher.
A night out bowling.
A 100 euro takeaway voucher.
A night out axe throwing.
And it's the must have for your hands.
Yes, win matchy matchy Stanley Cups.
Ooh! Win, win, win with matchy matchy.
A Stanley Cup.
A Stanley Cup. Two Stanley Cups.
Wow.
Oh, that's great for back to school now.
That list is very long.
It is.
Maybe we can finally get a win this morning with Lorraine in Blanchardstown, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Lorraine, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm excited, hopefully, to get the trio through.
Oh, I love that determination, Lorraine. Lorraine, you're back to school this morning, are you?
I am indeed.
What do you work as?
I'm an SMA in the secondary school.
Ah, brilliant stuff.
Very
Lorraine.
Good. Yes. And are the kids back yet?
Not yet. They're back on Tuesday.
Okay. Tomorrow. Easing yourself in today then, Lorraine.
Easing it in. Easy yeah. day.
And Lorraine, what was the weekend like? Did you get up too much?
We had a great time. It was my brother's 40th, so we had a party up at my sister's house.
Ah, brilliant. Brilliant mm-hmm. stuff, Lorraine. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I think I'll go with Rebecca.
Lorraine! I'm going to the booth!
To the soundproof booth!
Thank you! Okay, I'll be
Enjoy
back.
Enjoy that peace and quiet. Now, Lorraine. Let's get this matchy matchy in the bag this morning. Your first word is back.
Pain.
Lorraine, you won't believe it, but I actually pulled my back at the weekend. So I'm suffering from that at the moment. Your second word is wedding.
Cake.
And your third word is power.
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 P-O-W-E-R. Power. Power seek.
Okay. After back, you said pain. After wedding, you went with cake. And after power, you said city. Lorraine and Blanchardstown, are we locking them in?
Oh, I'm not going to do any better.
Locking them in, yeah. Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Hello, she's gliding into the studio this morning.
Oh, wow.
How was that?
A candle lit in there this morning.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Was it gorgeous.
Scented? It smelled
lovely.
Yeah,
it smelled like fresh cotton.
Oh, that's a very nice
yes.
scent, isn't it? Okay, let's get you a matchy matchy with Lorraine in Blanchardstown this morning. Your first word is back.
Back.
Back. B-A-C-K. Back.
Ooh. I'm going to say front.
Your second word is wedding.
Dress.
And your third word is power.
Power. A good few options for power. Oh, I'm going to say it's a power couple.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Lorraine in Blanchardstown this morning?
Oh, Lorraine,
not up this morning. No matches this morning. After back, Lorraine said pain.
Oh yeah, yeah.
After I explained to Lorraine that I'm suffering from it at the moment.
Poor Brendan is suffering from that. Lorraine, you must be psychic. Yeah, you can feel it through the radio.
Exactly. After wedding, Lorraine said cake, and after power, Lorraine went with city.
Oh, Power City, very good.
Power City, very good.
Got me fridge there.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Never forget what we said last week. 98 FM.
Stunning singing from myself and Brendan. Welcome
you.
To Never Forget. Every Monday we reflect on the week that was and try to remember what actually came out of our mouths on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. And today we have Brendan in the hot seat.
Good morning.
It's actually been a while since
it has been a while since I've been over here, yeah.
Your memory, okay.
Oh, no.
Brendan, are you ready to play Never Forget?
I am.
On Tuesday, Emma explained that seagulls hold their bowel movements and release them when they're flying. The very active bowels. But how often do seagulls poop?
Oh, how many times a day? 40? I don't know.
How often?
How often?
Yeah.
What do you mean, how often?
How often?
Oh, is it like times an hour?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, so like 7 times an hour.
Okay, let's find out what the answer was.
Researchers from the University of Tokyo found seabirds poop on average every 4 to 10 minutes.
Every four to ten minutes.
Would that be 7 times an hour?
I don't know, but as you say, very active.
I kind of feel like that maybe is.
No.
No? Okay, we're not giving you that point. Brendan's been very harsh on himself. Okay, next up. On Wednesday, we learned that medical professionals coined a term about the emotional come down after seeing Oasis. But what was that called?
It was P-O... B, it was POB, Post Oasis Blues?
Are you correct? Let's find out.
This is according to a professor of psychology, and he's dubbed this phenomenon the Post Oasis Blues, or POB for short.
Very well remembered,
Brendan.
I have
the POB.
1 point so far, Brendan's got the POB. Question 3 this morning. Which reaction on Instagram was revealed as a subliminal way of saying that you're flirting with someone if you use it?
I remember this because I completely disagree. If you send a love heart thingy to someone's story, it apparently means you're flirting.
Apparently, if you are liking someone's Instagram story, that can come across as flirting.
Oh, no, I'm not flirting with you,
love.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to like people's Instagram story. Well done, Brendan.
Yeah, no, that's not what's going on.
I do be liking everyone's bits and pieces. Question 4 this morning. A famous actress last week had to establish how to pronounce her name.
Oh, no.
Who was it and what was the correct pronunciation of her name?
So it was it one of the Kirstens or Kristens? It was, so her surname is Dunst. Her first name is Kirsten Dunst.
Brendan, are you correct?
I mean, everyone messes up my name, so I give up. I don't care. I'm like, I'll answer Kristen, Kirsten, Kirsten, which is how you say my name, but I don't blame people. Like,
did I say it right?
Well done.
Kirsten, which is how you say
Kirsten.
My name.
Kirsten.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're absolutely flying it, Brendan. Your fifth and final question this morning in Never Forget here on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Last week, we revealed the lineup for Culture Night, but there is an event on O'Connell Street outside an iconic building that sounded of interest. What was it and where was it?
Well, was I interested in this?
Yeah.
I haven't a clue. What?
Any idea?
On O'Connell Street.
Something's happening on O'Connell Street.
If I'm interested, it's something to do with food,
night.
Is it?
Well, let's find out.
For the first time ever, O'Connell Street's going to be hosting Culture Night activities along the street, which has never happened before.
Very good.
Including a tea dance planned beneath Cleary's clock.
A tea dance?
Yeah.
That's where a lot of people need to meet to go on dates.
It is. I'll meet you under the clock, yeah. Sorry, the fact that I told that story and had no idea what I was talking about.
You got 3 out of 5 this morning in Never Forget, Brendan.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Don't live. It's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Every morning on the show around this time, we share your little wins. It's a chance for us to practice gratitude and for you, let's be honest, to get your hands on some 98FM merch. Lisa in Tala's been on. She says, my little win is I didn't hit the snooze button once this morning.
Well done, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa says that's a really big deal for me. It's much easier said than done, but if you cannot hit the snooze button, I think it is. I think it's better, is it?
Try.
Is it not?
Make yourself get up straight away.
Maybe. I know, it's easier said than done. Sarah in Drimna says, my little win is I managed to catch the bus just as it was pulling up. Perfect timing.
I love when that happens.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And Julie in Sandyford says, my little win is the lift in my apartment building is back working.
Woohoo!
Excellent.
Brilliant stuff, guys. Good morning to Yvonne, who's been on with a little win.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My lovely win is school runs are back this week. Woohoo!
I love Yvonne's enthusiasm. Yeah. First thing on a Monday.
School run. Excellent stuff.
Brilliant stuff. Here's Sinead in Drimna.
Hi, lads. My little win is my son has gone back to school tomorrow. Thank God. It's been a long 3 months. But yeah, it'd be great to get back into a little routine. Thanks, guys.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Maria in Kingswood's been on.
My little win is that the kids are finally back to school.
Yeah, fair. Is it everyone's like 3 months of entertaining every day?
How'd you get? Good luck now.
Go see your friends. Here's Ronan.
My good news is now that the eldest has gone back to school, it means we get the telly back in the evenings. Finally, get to catch up on the old films I've missed out on over the whole summer. Because a teenager taking over the telly.
Ronan and watching all the stories.
I love the collectively. Everyone's like, my little win is my kids are gone.
And here's Willie's little win.
Morning, guys. My little win is that I started a diet last week on Monday. And weigh-in was this morning. And I'm down nearly 10 pounds.
Woo!
That's my little win. Happy Monday.
Willie,
good man.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. That's some achievement.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.